And I went to a rural village called McKinney in Sierra Leone and participated. I was checking patients into this clinic. And what I saw and experienced broke my heart. I came back with a conviction that I have to do something. You know, the informal challenges were the most challenging. It really came down to being respectful of the culture and being in tune with culture and at the same time kind of challenging it and knowing how far you could challenge it and how far you could push. And that's a really gray line when you're coming in and working to create jobs. So we work with a third-party partner called Nest, and we're defining what a living wage is together. We're looking at them meeting their basic needs like safe housing and nutritious food. And then we're looking at access to education and healthcare. And the fifth thing, and most important, is saving 10% of their income.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Alicia Wallace, COO of Kazi, all across Africa, woven together. She joins us from San Diego, California. Welcome, Alicia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Every country, every region, they have their own special traditional handicrafts and crafts. Like in the US, we have quilting, woodworking. In India, textiles is a big thing, hand-woven textiles and embroidery. What role do these local crafts play in preserving communities and the society that they operate in?
Yeah, I love that analogy of just connecting craft and seeing how that's here in the US. Often women are teaching their younger children to weave in rural areas. This is like a pastime where women are getting together, they're sharing stories, they're enjoying each other's company. Mm-hmm. I often see it kind of like knitting, how in my community growing up, grandmothers and others would get together and knit and tell stories. And I see that in Africa when I'm visiting the women, they're getting together, they're passing this on to the younger generation, and they're conversing, they're supporting each other, they're learning from each other. And so really big part of culture because it's bringing those communities together and they have a reason to sit and to talk.
Has any sociologist quantified this by any means? Its impact in dollars or even in in mental health or any such thing?
Nothing quite like that, but we do see that in our impact studies when we're discussing the benefits. You know, the first region that we started working in was rural Rwanda in the Western region. And many of us have heard in 94, there was a genocide. And many of those women were refugees or had to evacuate or were victims during the genocide. And so post-genocide, getting them to come together and to build that community and to have that support after losing their children or loved ones or their husbands, they find that to be a positive impact of this business. They say, I find other women like me, and together we're building a bright future. And so it's been really amazing to get to hear that impact. I don't think we've quite quantified it, but we are seeing it.
So you're joining us from San Diego, California. Did you grow up there or?
I did not. I actually grew up in Seattle, outside of Seattle in a small town. And my aunt lived in San Diego with her husband and he was in the military. And so it was always this sunny, bright, dreamy place for me that I think fondly of from my childhood. But it really was when I was spending a lot of my time in Africa during the summer. So we'd be getting ready for holiday production. And as I've been building this company, I'd be in Rwanda and Uganda in July and August and September. And then I'd come back to rain 9 months of the year. And so I really wanted to find a place where, you know, if I'm only gone for 3 months, that I'm not missing such a wonderful season. Mm-hmm. San Diego is consistent. Anytime I travel, I come back and I don't have to rechange out my closet. It's the same clothes. So I can be on the go and come back to something steady.
How did you land up there? Do you have roots or connections?
No, you know, growing up, my mom was always watching National Geographic and always talking about Africa and the animals and was just so fascinated with the culture and the people and the landscape. And I remember being like, that is so different. When I was in college, I was studying microfinance and understanding different economies and how they interacted globally. And I got invited on a trip to Sierra Leone, and it was with a team of doctors and nurses my senior year of college. And it was really a spring break volunteer trip. Mm-hmm. And I went to a rural village called McKinney in Sierra Leone and participated. I was checking patients into this clinic. And what I saw and experienced broke my heart. I came back with a conviction that I have to do something. I can't say that just a spring break is going to help these people. What happens the other 51 weeks of the year when the medical clinic isn't there? And those children that we served that had fallen in the fire and didn't have access to medical care, what's going to happen to them? And so I came back with